Okay, we're continuing in the first Hallelujah. In the middle, Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Be'ezro, Sivro Al Hashem Elokov. So another shot in the word Sivro. Yesterday we said that the Malbim says that Sivro is Tikva, hope, he that puts his hope in Hashem. Sivro, of Avigdor Miller says, comes from the Aramaic word Savar, with like a sin, a samach, the word savar, and it means machshava, like sivro al Hashem lokav, somebody that thinks about Hashem all the time. One that thinks about Hashem all the time, attributes everything that happened in his life to Hashem, and turns to Hashem for everything, so he'll see more of Kadosh Baruch Hu's help in his life. So Asher Shekel Yaakov Be'ezro, who is it that it is that Hashem is the most Be'ezro? Sivro al Hashem lokav, one that's always thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that sees Hashem in his life. So it's like you could say, when do you talk to somebody? When you know they're going to listen to you. So when does a Kadosh Baruch Hu reach out more to a person? When he knows that that person is going to notice that it comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Another pshat in this pasuk, I don't remember if we said yesterday, this is in this, I saw in the Sefer Ha'aretz at Tefillah, that Asher Shekel Yaakov Ezra, fortunate are those that Hashem is actually helping them right now, and he sees that help. But also, fortunate are those that Sivro al Hashem Elokav, those that are just putting their hope in Hashem and still waiting for him to help them and take them out of their situation. Because, like we said, Yismach li Mevakshei Hashem, those that are Mevakshei Hashem, that turn to Hashem, ask him Hashem, know that Hashem is the one that is the only one that could take away what they're suffering, and they put their hope in Hashem. They're already happy now, even while they're asking, because their relationship with Hashem in the meantime is the greatest reward, is the greatest accomplishment, even more than Hashem actually saving them from their situation. The fact that they're talking to Hashem right now is already makes their life better and more happy. So, Asher, fortunate is he also that just Sivro al Hashem Elokav, his hope is in Hashem, even if he hasn't yet been saved from his situation. And now we're continuing to show why, before we said why it's not worthwhile at all putting our hope in other people, right? Like we said, Al Tiftachu Ben Adivim, etc., what we said yesterday. Now he's saying how, and so fortunate is he that puts his hope in Hashem, because Hashem is Ose Shemayim Va'aretz, Hasayem Es Kol Sherbam, Hashomer Emes La'olam. What are two things that a person wants to know when they put their hope into somebody? Is first, that he loves him and that he's able to, that he has all the ability to be able to help him, and that he won't change his mind, that he keeps his word. So over here we're showing how Kadosh Baruch Hu is all able. He has everything at his fingertips to use when giving you that chesed. So he's the best one to put our hope in. He's Ose Shemayim Va'aretz. So now first we're listing chesed that Hashem does to the world in a general way. Everything that's in the heavens, like basically all of weather and the heat and the cold of the that's in the world, rain that's sent down to the world, everything that we're affected by that comes from the Shemayim for the good, and everything that's in the Aretz, all of the fruits and all of the plants and much of all of our clothing comes from things that grow from the earth and from animals that eat that which grows from the earth. So basically everything we have comes from things that the Shemayim and the Aretz provide for us. I say, Yamvez Kol Sherbam. So look at how much love there is in creation, how much giving there is in all that Hashem created to take care of us. And he's Shomer Emes La'olam. He's always keeping his word. At the end of the day, the Rishonim fall. At the end of the day, the Tzaddikim prosper. We might not see it right in front of us, but when you look over longer periods of time, you see that, let's say, at the end of the day, the Jewish people are still around and lasting and learning Torah. And all the enemies that threatened us and that were evil at different parts of our history, they're also gone and they're wiped off the planet. They don't exist anymore. So he's Shomer Emes Olam. Over longer periods of time, you see that he's keeping his promise. So therefore, he's worthwhile to put our trust in. And then not only in a general sense, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oseh Mishpat La'ashukim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always doing judgment for those that are oppressed. That could be referring to people that are oppressed by those that they work for. Right? The boss sometimes could oppress the people that work for him. So Hashem is the one that judges for them and helps them. Most people aren't being oppressed, and that's because of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And those that are being oppressed, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to eventually take care of that situation, and they're going to be helped. He's constantly being Oseh Mishpat La'ashukim, Noten Lechem L'Re'evim. Hashem is giving food to those that are hungry. Meaning, the reason why we're not hungry today is Hashem gave us bread. That's why we're not hungry. And those that look like they're hungry now, He will be bringing them food. And also, the fact that they're still alive means that He's giving them something. Until now, Hashem matters. And right now, we're giving examples of how, also on an individual basis, each person, with all the different type of difficulties that they can go through, on a personalized level, Hashem shows them His chesed there also. Not just in a general sense, that He's Osha Shemayim Va'aretz. No sin, so it's not like, okay, Hashem is good, but He's good to the world in general. No, to each individual. Hashem Matir Asurim. So let's say when we say that, oh, by the way, a lot of Birchas HaShachar comes from the wording of this mizmor. Hashem is Matir Asurim. One of the pshatim we say in that pasuk is how when a person wakes during the night, since a person doesn't control the movement of his limbs, it's as if he's imprisoned. He's not consciously controlling them. And then when he wakes up and he's able to move his body, Hashem is matir asurim. He's untying, he's freeing those that were imprisoned. But also that could be referring to a baby in a mother's womb. Now Hashem frees him from the mother's womb and she gives birth. Be referring to a prisoner. Hashem is matter all of the asurim. It's coming from Him. Hashem, okay. And the reason why we're not imprisoned, and the reason why we're able to move our limbs, because Hashem was matter asurim. Hashem pokeach ivrim. I notice all these things are written in present tense. Not just that, oh, He once gave us sight. He's continuing to give us sight all the time. We have to constantly appreciate the fact that we're not blinded, because He lets us see every next clip. I don't mean clips, chas v'shalom, in the phone. I mean the clips of our life, like every next little picture that's in front of us. Just because you were zochet to see, you know, your parents or your children yesterday, doesn't mean that you'll be able to see them today. Hashem is once again pokeach ivrim, and each moment lets you see the next thing that would have been painful not to be able to see. Pokeach ivrim is not just referring to blind, you know, like not being able to see, but Hashem is pokeach ivrim that we're not able to see what to do. We don't have like a good plan. We don't know how to deal with our situation. We don't know what the path of Hashem is. Hashem opens our eyes and shows it to us by sending us people that can guide us by suddenly giving us a certain clarity in our mind. All that comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu being pokeach ivrim. In the Hashem zokev kafufim, Hashem straightens out those that are bent over. So both that could be people that are, you know, people step on in their lifetime. Hashem could raise them up, but also there's a midrash on Tehillim that says about a bunch of these things in the list. It's not just talking about individuals; it's talking about also the Jewish people in general, and it's talking about in the future, probably our generation. There'll be a time that the world is blinded from the truth, and Hashem will open their eyes to enable them to see the truth, and they'll be bent over from being stepped on by their enemies around them, and Hashem will raise up their stature and bring to them honor and strength. So Hashem is pokeach ivrim, Hashem is zokev kufufim, even in that last generation. Hashem ohev tzadikim. Hashem is ohev tzadikim, first of all, in that He doesn't do, this is what the Ibn Ezra says, why are we saying over here, He's ohev tzadikim? That He doesn't make them oppressed. He doesn't make them hungry even to begin with. In other words, some people first suffer and then Hashem takes it away from them. So it says Hashem ohev tzadikim, and often He'll save them from this whole list of things from even happening to them to begin with, says Ibn Ezra. In Midrash, there's a Midrash in Bamidbar that says, what do we mean when we say that Hashem is ohev tzadikim? Over here in Tehillim, when Hashem is ohev tzadikim, what do we mean by that? And the Midrash answers beautifully that we know that right, we say like Beis Aaron, Baruch Hu Hashem, Beis Yisrael, Baruch Hu Hashem, and then at the end of that mizmor we say Yirei Hashem, Baruch Hu Hashem. So there's like a whole list of categories of people that are titled with the word bias before them. Beis Aaron, Beis, right, the bias of the Levim and the bias of the base of Yisrael. So those are all things that have to be passed down to you. You have to be born into a house of Kohanim. Go back to Aaron HaKohen, to be born into a house of Levim in order to be a Levi. But when it comes to Yirei Hashem, it doesn't start off with the word with base Yirei Hashem, because it's not something that you inherit from your home. It's something that you yourself personally acquire for yourself and become a Yirei Shemayim. And therefore Hashem is Oev Tzadikim. Hashem loves the Tzadikim because it's something that they acquire for themselves, and they and they brought themselves to that point. So that's something that they just inherited from their ancestors. Also, Shteman points out that we say Hashem Ohev Tzadikim. Hashem Midas Harachamim, meaning even Tzadikim, who try to do everything right, but even they need the Midas Harachamim, the Hashem, the Midas Harachamim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu for Hashem to be Ohev them, because Api Midas Adin, even Tzadikim, there's no Tzadik that never did anything wrong. Every Tzadik has at least some sin, and Api Midas Adin, Hashem shouldn't love them once they rebelled against Him. So it's even by Tzadikim, it's only Midas Harachamim, Hashem Ohev Tzadikim. Hashem Shomer Es HaGerim, Hashem protects, special protection to the Gerim. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says that there's 36 lavim in the Torah not to upset, insult, or hurt a ger. So you see, Akash Bo, we already see from his Torah that how much he's protecting them and looking out for them. Yasam va'amana ye'odeh. Akash Bo gives chizuk to Yasam and Amana. Yasam and Amana, so are people that generally are more vulnerable, and it's harder for them to support themselves. They don't have a father, they don't have a husband, and how are they going to make it? Akash Bo gives them special protection and watches over them to make sure that they're helped. V'derech Rishon Ya'avet. Rishon are usually very strong and powerful in their way. They're very driven to do their rishos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the path of the Rishon, he could Ya'avet. He could make it crooked, stray them off their path, but they're not able to carry out that which they planned on doing. So this was like a whole list of personalized chasadim of Hashem. So since Hashem does all of these things in a general sense, in a personalized sense, therefore we want Yimloch Hashem La'olam, that Hashem be the Melech forever, and Hashem will be the Melech forever. Elokayach Tzion. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts his Malchus in Tzion, in Yerushalayim, and then it spreads forth from there. That's what it says in the Tzluta Da'avraham. Yimloch Hashem La'olam, the word Yimloch, the verb Yimloch is going both on Hashem La'olam, and the word Yimloch is also going Elokayach Tzion, Yimloch Elokayach Tzion. So Hashem Himself is Melech La'olam, Elokayach is in a personalized way, like each generation, right? Elokayach Tzion L'dor V'dor, each generation needs a Kadosh Baruch Hu to behave with them in a different way. So Elokayach is my God, their specific God. It's more personalized because for each generation, Kadosh Baruch Hu works with them differently. But Hashem Himself, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yimloch Hashem Olam, it's all the same Hashem coming from the same place. Just each generation, He deals with them in a different way. And we end off with Hallelujah, praising of Hashem. I will pick up from over here.